朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
可能很多年轻人很惊讶，为什么会唱这首诗歌？
Maybe some young people may be amazed why we're singing this song.
因为你们可能活得好好的哈。
Because your life might be very good now.
但是我可以保证你们在你们人生的路上一定会碰到困难。
But I can guarantee you, in your life, you will for sure encounter difficulties.
不光是困难，甚至可能是苦难。
It might even be afflictions and suffering.
甚至可能不是偶尔有，可能会常常有。
Might not be occasional, but might be continual.
因为圣经告诉我们，整个世界伏在仇敌、伏在恶者的手下。
Because the Bible tells us the entire world lies under the hand of the enemy.
兴风作浪、偷窃、杀害、毁坏，永远是仇敌的工作。
So the enemy, the work of the enemy is always to destroy, steal, and to kill.
所以我们不可能阻止苦难临到我们的身上。
We can never stop suffering from coming to us.
而是怎么样我们能够在神的面前有一个正确成熟的态度来面对我们的苦难。
But the key is how we can face it with a mature and godly attitude.
这首诗歌从我年轻开始我就很喜欢唱。
I like this song since I was young.
很多的时候一面唱一面流泪的唱。
Oftentimes I would sing it with tears.
甚至不用唱，在那里放诗歌，一面听也一面流泪啊。
I would just listen to the song and shed tears.
弟兄姊妹，一方面是苦难的确叫我们很沉重，会让我们流泪。
Yes, indeed, afflictions will make us feel heavy and will make us feel.
但是更感谢神的就是神让我们看见，原来苦难不是神的目的。
But then, thankfully, God showed us that affliction is not the purpose of God.
虽然苦难是从仇敌来的。
Yes, indeed, afflictions and sufferings come from the enemy.
但是神却让我们在苦难的里面可以得到祝福。
But yet, the Lord enabled us to be blessed through going through the sufferings.
神可以借着苦难叫我们生命被改变。
Because through sufferings, the Lord can change us.
然后神可以借着我们所经历的苦难让我们成为别人的祝福。
And through the sufferings that we experience, we can become others' blessings.
所以这首诗歌说到，你若不压橄榄成渣，它就不能成油。
The song says, if the olive do not go through pressure, it cannot give oil.
我1994年到以色列地区的时候
1994, I went to Israel.
他们带我们去一个地方哈，它是很多的东西都是仿照圣经里面的。
They took us to a place where there were replicates of a lot of Bible articles.
像鹤场啊、榨酒池啊等等哈，就是各式各样的东西都是仿照圣经造的。
Like the threshing floors, the wine pressers, they're all like imitations of articles in the Bible.
他们就带我们去看怎么榨橄榄油。
And then they led us to see how olive oils were pressed.
他好像用一个麻袋一样把那个成熟的都已经快非常饱满的橄榄放在一个袋子里面。
They would put very ripe olives into a sack.
他放在一个石头做的一个槽里面，然后有个管子露出来。
And put in a stone trough, and then there's a pipe going out.
然后他们先后要放五块很重的石头放在上面。
So they would put five very heavy stones on top of the sack.
第一块石头下去的时候，出来的油是最纯净的。
After the first stone being pressed, being put there to press, the oil is the most pure.
所以第一道这最纯净的油是用来献给神的，是给祭司膏抹用的。
So the first most pure oil is for to be offered to God to anoint priest.
第一道油出完以后，他们放第二块石头，又出来一些油。
So after the first oil, they will put the second rock.
第二道的是为了吃的哈，当食物的食用油。
So the second oil is to be used for food.
然后再放第三块石头，它又出来一些油。
Then afterwards, the third rock will be placed.
它是做医药用的哈，这个用油和酒抹伤啊。
And the oil that come out of the third press.Would be used for medicine. For oil.
去涂抹伤口用的。
As for healing the wounds.
然后第四道油呢，又放下去的时候，它又会再出来。越到后面，它可能会有一点点的杂质出来了。
Then after the fourth stone being put there to press, It will have some impurities from the oil.
那第四道出来的时候就是要点灯用的。
So the fourth oil is for lamps.
等到第五道下去的时候几乎已经没什么油了，还是尽量的炸炸炸，再炸出一些油，又一些渣子出来。
Then after the fifth rock is being put there to press, and then you will have some impurities.
这个是出来做肥皂用的，做清洁剂用。
The last oil is to be used for detergent, for soap.
你就发现这些成熟的橄榄。
So you see that these are ripe olives.
当它每一次被压榨的时候，就从它里面产生祝福，产生价值。
Every time they are being pressed, then they will give up blessings and worth.
每一次在它身上有工作的时候，就从它身上流出一些东西来。
Every time they are being worked on, something will come out of it.
换句话说，每一个遭遇都在他身上产生的祝福。
In other words, every situation, every pressing will give out blessings.
每一个苦难在他的身上都产生的价值。
And every affliction will give out value.
在这里讲到每一次的打击都是真利益，是讲到我们在主的面前得到利益。
The song says, every blow is true gain for us. In other words, it's gain for us before God.
但是另外一方面也就让我们成为了别人的祝福。
And also we will become blessing for others.
今天我们要来看约伯，不是，看约瑟。
Today we will look at Joseph.
当我们第一次讲到亚伯拉罕的时候，
When we first talk about Abraham,
我们知道神召我们很重要的两个目的。
We know that God has called us for two purposes.
不光是召亚伯拉罕的目的，也是召我们在座每一个人的目的。
Now, these purposes are not only for Abraham, but also for us.
第一个叫我们承受祝福。
First of all, we are called to inherit blessings.
第二个叫我们成为祝福。
Secondly, we are called to become blessings.
不光我们在神的面前，神有这么多的祝福要赐给我们，叫我们来承受。
Not only that, God has so much blessing for us to inherit.
所以他召我们，他召我们，他召我们，叫我们成为他爱的对象。
So he created us and he called us so that we can become objects of his love.
将来要考你们的哈，一定要记起来哈。
I'm gonna quiz you later, so please remember.
所以神造人，或是神召我们，都是要叫我们成为他爱的对象，成为他施恩的对象。
So that God created us and called us so that we can become objects of his blessings.
所以我们是蒙爱的，我们是蒙恩的罪人，是蒙爱的儿女。
So we are sinners saved by grace and we are children loved by God.
然后神造我们是要叫我们成为祝福。
And God created us so that we can become blessings.
就是我们不管到哪里去，我们能够把神的祝福带给别人。
So wherever we go, we will bring blessings to others.
今天我们就要来看约瑟了。
So today we're going to look at Joseph.
约瑟的生平，约瑟这个人是圣经上非常少有的一个这么正面描写他一生的人。
Joseph is such a special character in the Bible because everything about him is so positive.
你发现所有其他圣经的伟人几乎都描写了他们的缺点，他们的失败。
Because you see, other Bible characters, they all have their shortcomings and failures.
你很少看到一个人像约瑟这么完整的，都是正面的。
You hardly find any character in the Bible that's so perfect like Joseph.
而且他一生的遭遇是最像主耶稣这一生的遭遇。
And yet his afflictions and his circumstances are so much like Jesus.
你看我随便讲几个点。第一个，圣经上告诉我们他是父亲特别爱的。
For example, he was the most especially loved by the father.
第二个，他与弟兄迥别，他的就是跟弟兄们不一样。
And he was just so different from his brothers.
第三个，他是为弟兄所嫉妒、所恨、所卖、所害。
He was being envied and hated and betrayed and hurt by his brothers.
第四个，他整个一生有非常美好的见证，他不管被摆在哪里，他都得胜。
And yet he has such a beautiful testimony. No matter where he was, he would overcome.
他被卖也得胜，他在这个护卫长家波提凡家，他也得胜，下到监里也得胜。
Whether he was being sold, whether he was being put to prison, everywhere he went, he would overcome.
他在试探面前，这个波提乏的妻子天天用诱惑来诱惑他，跟他同寝，他却能够拒绝。
He endured and rejected the temptation from the wife of Potiphar.
法老把最好的荣华富贵给他，他却能够持守纯正。
Pharaoh gave him all the luxury and the wealth of the world, and yet he was able to keep his purity.
第五个讲到他为义受逼迫，他被下到监里面，他完全只是为了拒绝 试探而被下到监里的。
And also he was persecuted for the sake of righteousness. He was imprisoned simply because he rejected temptation.
第六个，他被高升，他得到荣耀。
And then he was lifted and he was glorified.
而他得到高升，得到荣耀的时候，第七个，他成为弟兄们的拯救，成为万民的祝福。
And after he was exalted, he became the salvation of his brothers and the blessings for all people.
所以你发现约瑟的一生跟耶稣的一生很像。
Therefore, we can see the life of Joseph is very much like the life of Jesus.
所以当我讲到创世纪的时候，我说创世纪结束在一口棺材上面。
As when I talk about the book of Genesis, I say the book of Genesis ended with a coffin.
圣经的笔法都很特别的哈。
So the writing of the Bible is very special.
第一章讲到神创造万有的大能。
The first chapter of Genesis talk about the great mighty power of God's creation.
所有的万有，神说有就有了。
God just created all things by His word.
哦，那是一个伟大的能力 ，Almighty.
It was a great Almighty.
他创造万有。
He created all things.
而创世纪结束的时候，结束在一口棺材上面。
And then the book of Genesis ended with a coffin.
这是神改变的大能。
So this is the power of God's transformation.
他能够把这样子渺小败坏的人改变成为像主的生命。
He is able to change small insignificant people to be like Christ.
所以约瑟的一生，他的生命太像耶稣了。
So the life of Joseph is so much like the life of Jesus.
神在他身上有美善的计划，神借着苦难，借着各样的环境来塑造这个人。
God had His perfect purpose and plan for Joseph, and He molded and changed and transformed him.
把这个人改变的真是像耶稣。
So this person was transformed just like Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们这一个人被塑造的目的哈。
And this is our the purpose of being created.
这就是以赛亚书43章第七节说的，凡称为我名下的子民，是我为着荣耀，为了我自己的荣耀而创造，所造作，所做成的。
Just like Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7 says, anyone who is called by my name are the ones that I have created, formed and made.
知不知道我们为什么受造？
Do you know why we're created?
决定不是造出来打 video game 的。
We were not created for video games.
决定不是造出来来 Silicon Valley 当个 engineer 而已。
We were not created to be an engineer in Silicon Valley.
也不是只是当个医生、当个律师、当个爸爸、当个妈妈而已。
Or to be a lawyer, to be a doctor, to be a mom or dad.
我们是为着他的荣耀被造的。
We were created for His glory.
这是讲到我们存在的目的和价值。
And that is the purpose and value of our existence.
我们是为了他的荣耀而被造作、被做成的。这是讲到我们经历的解释。
And that we were being formed and made for His glory. And this explains our circumstances.
为什么有这么多的环境？为什么有这样子事情临到我？为什么我会碰到他？一切的 explanation, 一切的解释都在这句话里面。
All the explanations of our circumstances, our situation and experiences are in this statement.
弟兄姊妹，这是伟大的计划。整个创世纪让我们看见神在约瑟身上达到高峰。
So we can see that the purpose of the perfect plan of God for Joseph reached the pinnacle at the end of Genesis.
所以人碰到困难，人碰到难处，找方法解决问题。
When men encounter afflictions, we look for ways to relieve.
但是神却借着难处，借着外面看得见的这些事，神来改变人的生命。
But yet God used these visible experiences to change our lives.
我们的船碰到的礁石，我们的方法是挪去礁石，继续往前。
Whenever we encounter reef, our way is to try to remove the reef so that we can continue move forward.
但是神的方法却是把水涨高五尺、十尺，让我们过去。
But yet God's way is to lift up the water level so that we can sail through.
改变我们的生命。
To change our life.
改变我们和他的关系。
And to change our relationship with Him.
所以罗马书八章二十八节说到，万事互相效力。要叫爱神的人得益处。
So Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, all things work for the good of those who love God.
后面告诉我们这个益处是什么，就是要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
So what is this good? It's so that we can be molded into the likeness of the Son of God.
他的儿子要在许多的弟兄中做长子，然后我们要被磨成他儿子的形象。
So his son will be the firstborn among all children, all sons, and then we will be molded to be like him.
所以弟兄姊妹，生命被改变是整个人生中非常重要而且关键的事情。
So life transformation is very critical and important in our life.
我们的生命必须要被神改变。
Our life has to be changed by God.
不仅仅更多的接受他成为我们的祝福。
Not only that, we will receive him more to be our blessings.
也让我们能够更多的活出他来成为别人的祝福。
And we can even live him out to be blessings for others.
人人都需要耶稣。
Everyone needs Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们活到多老都需要耶稣。
No matter how old we get to, we need Jesus.
我每一次唱那么简单的副歌，说我需要你，需要你，无时不需要你。我每次唱，我每次眼泪都想下来。
Every time I sing the song, how I need you, Lord, how I need you. Every time I sing
that,
my tears will come out.
Every moment.我都需要耶稣。
I need him every moment.
弟兄姊妹，到处充满了这种 cry out 的这种呼喊，我们需要耶稣。
They're cry out for Jesus everywhere.
所以我曾经讲过，一个神学院毕业的学生，当他第一次爱慕站在台上讲台的时候
，I mentioned to you, once a seminary student after graduating from seminary and got anointed and preached his first sermon.
他把他神学院所学的尽可能的倾囊而出啊，这希腊文怎么说，希伯来文怎么说，原文到底是什么意思？弟兄姊妹，他这样讲了两三次的以后。
So after he preached his first sermon, he poured out his knowledge about it, whatever he learned at school, the Greek, Hebrews.
有一天当他在上台的时候
One day, after a couple of sermons, one day after he went up to the pulpit.
他发现讲台上有一张字条，他说，先生，我们要见耶稣。
And then after he got on the pulpit, he saw a note on the pulpit that says, Sir, we need to see Jesus.
我不是说这些道理真理不重要。
I'm not saying that these doctrines or truths are not important.
我们里面都需要耶稣。
But our hearts need Jesus.
唯有耶稣，永远耶稣，永远是耶稣，是我们心里所需要的。
Only Jesus and Jesus only is what we need.
弟兄姊妹，神在约瑟身上一直工作一件事情。
So what God continues to work on Joseph.
我的时间不够去讲他细节的整个人生。
I will not go over the details of his life.
但是你发现在他过得好好的时候
You will know that. You will notice that when his life was just very good.
生活那么舒服，父亲这么爱他，他各方面都很好的时候。
His life was very comfortable, and his father loved him very much. Everything was going well.
苦难忽然就临到他，十七岁的时候。
While he was 17 years old, affliction suddenly came to him.
所以，亲爱的年轻人，你们不要以为人生没有问题的，你不知道什么时候有问题。
Young people do not think that life will be continued like this without problem. You never know.
约瑟从十七岁开始
Starting from age 17,
他整个人生翻天覆地的改变
his life was turned upside down.
他不仅仅被离开了他原来舒适的家
Not only he left his home of comfort,
而且他离开家的方式是一个叫人撕裂心肠痛苦的经验
And yet the way he left home was piercingly painful.
他哥哥们居然联合起来害他要把他杀了
that his brothers are,Together plotted this plot to kill him.
是流便救了他，是犹大说不可以杀他，他们才勉强把他丢到坑里面，后来卖给别人。
So, but yeah, his brother Reuben saved him, and brother Judah says, "Don't kill him." So he was thrown into the pit and be sold.
弟兄姊妹，谁让我们在人生的路上会碰到一些这个不能够解释的遭遇
？Because God may allow us to experience something that is not explainable.
有时候是外面的苦难，而更痛苦的是那种感情的。伤害和折磨。
Sometimes it's the hour of affliction, but even more severely is the torture and the pain from relationships.
我们被出卖，我们被辜负，我们被误会，我们被冤枉，我们被要求，被定罪，很多的感觉让我们人很痛苦的。
There are many feelings of being betrayed, being hurt, being wronged or being misunderstood. A lot of these feelings will hurt us so much.
这是约瑟的一生。
So、such is the life of Joseph.
他的兄弟卖了他，嫉妒他。
His brother envied of him or jealous and sold him.
后来他的祖母又陷害他。
And his mistress wronged him.
明明天天诱惑他要跟他犯淫乱，约瑟不肯。
The wife of Potiphar continually seduced him, and yet he rejected.
然后他就把冤枉丢给他，说他要玷污他，被下到监里去了。
So she wrongly accused him that he was trying to rape her, and then put him in prison.
他在监狱里面为酒长、为酒正、为膳长解梦，结果梦都实现了。他叫酒正记得他，酒正忘记他。
And then in the prison, he was interpreting the dreams for two people, and then after they were released from the prison, they forgot about him.
你发现他这一生里面真是有一些的。这个痛苦的经验。
So you do see that he went through such painful experiences in his life.
但是他的痛苦却成为他丰富的原因。
But yet these pains become the reason of his abundant life.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在来看今天的背诵经文，这是约伯记里面我非常喜欢的一节经文。
Let's look at the memory verse for today. It's from the book of Job, which I like very much.
我把它放成今天的背诵经文。
So I chose it to be our memory verse for the day.
约伯记三十六章十五节到十六节。
The book of Job, chapter 36, verse 15.
神借着困苦救拔困苦人，趁他们受欺压，开通他们的耳朵，神也必引你出离患难，进入宽阔不狭窄之地。摆在你席上的必有肥甘、啊、神不会永远把我们留在苦难里面。
God will not forever leave us in afflictions.
要么是把我们从那个环境里面带出来。
Yes, He will lead us out of the affliction.
要么就是把我们这个被捆绑在那个陷在那个苦难中的人带出来，讲到你生命被改变了。
Or He will transform us so that we can befree from it.
啊，让我们进入宽阔不狭窄之地。
So that he will lead us into a broad place where there's no restraint.
啊，所以约伯之所以丰富，或是约瑟之所以丰富，都是神容许他们经过苦难，但是神却把他们给带出来。
The reason that Joseph, both Joseph and Job had abundant life is because God allowed them to go through afflictions, and yet he also led them out.
我们在读诗篇六十六篇十二节。
Let's read Psalm 66.
你使人坐车压过我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富之地。啊，这里再一次讲到碰到一种痛苦或是残暴的对待啊。
Here again, this verse talks about some treatment that we may receive, which is painful or even violent.
你看，他居然坐车，我捞不到坐车，已经不公平了。
It's already unfair that others get to ride in a cart and we don't.
哇，你看他在车上耀武扬威，我不仅仅在地上，而且我已经累倒的倒在地上了，不然头怎么会在地上呢？
And then in this verse, we get to see that not only that we don't get to ride in a car, but then we were on the floor because our heads were on the floor.
那还不仅仅这个样子，他开车过来看我倒在地上，居然坐车压过我的头。
Not only that we were on the floor, flat on the floor, but yet these people, you allow them to ride over our heads.
你知道这两个不能比的遭遇啊。
You know that these experiences cannot even be compared.
你看看那个家伙，原来是我的手下，现在当着我的 vice president.
Look at this person.Before he was he was reporting to me. Now he became my vice president.
以前是我害了他进来的，他现在站在上面对我耀武扬威。
Before I hired him into the company, and now he's showing his authority to me.
我这个一点不是乱讲的，是有一个人告诉我的，他的遭遇就是这样的。
I'm not making it up. Someone told me this is exactly what happened.
他不仅仅不感恩，坐车压过我。
Not only that, this person was not grateful to me, but he even rode over my head.
当然不是真正坐车压过我们，好，那早死了哈。
We're not saying that literally.
那个形容的比喻就是。
We're not saying literally that person drove a car over his head.
但是你发现神
figurative speaking.
神让这些人经过这样子的伤害我们，但是却把我们带到丰富的地方。
But yet God allows such people to treat us like that, but He will bring us into rich fulfillment.
然后你看约瑟怎么在他四十一节，他怎么对他的弟兄，不是他怎么讲？他说他给他的次子第二个孩子起名叫以法莲，因为他说神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
See what Joseph said after he named his second son. He says.For God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction.
在什么地方他丰富的
？Where he became abundant.
在受苦的地方。
In the place of affliction.
但是我需要跟弟兄姊妹讲一件非常清楚的一个重要的点哈。
But yet I need to clarify with you.
苦难不见得叫我们丰富。
Affliction will not necessarily make us abundant.
丰富。你要丰富必须经过苦难，但是苦难不见得叫我们丰富。
In order to become fruitful and abundant, we have to go through suffering, but yet suffering might not necessarily produce fruitfulness.
苦难如果要叫我丰富，第一个事情，神必须在其中。
Suffering or affliction will make us a fruitful only if God is in it.
第二个，你必须得到主的结局。
Secondly, you have to receive the ending from God.
所以你发现刚才我读的这些经文，他都说到神使我，神使我，神使我。
So from these statements, these verses we just read, we see that God caused us, God caused us.
在这些的遭遇里面，神在其中。
In all of these experiences, God was in it.
弟兄姊妹，我决定相信今天在座很多人都有苦难，都有痛苦的。
I'm sure many of us here are going through sufferings or afflictions.
我只是想问，到底在你 遭遇的 灾难里面、苦难里面、过程里面，到底神在不在其中？
But let me ask you, through these sufferings, is God in it?
到底我们得到了神的结局没有？
Are we going to receive the end from God?
所以你看到太阳照下来。
You see, sun would shine.
太阳明明是帮助百物生长的。
The sunlight would help all things to grow.
可是马太福音十三章告诉我们，那个撒种在土浅石头地上的，因为没有根，太阳出来一晒，它就枯干了。它碰到苦难，它就倒了。
Yeah, in the parable of Matthew chapter 13, it says those seeds who fall into the short, into the rocky places, they will be scorched by sun.
阳光应该是帮它长得更好的。
Yes, sunlight should help seeds to grow.
但是因为它跟神的关系不对，因为它生命在土浅石头地上，它生命不进深，所以苦难把它打倒了。
But yet, its life is not in a good soil. It cannot grow deeper. It's in a rocky place, so the affliction will strike it down.
同样的太阳照在地上。蜡越照越软，篱笆越照越硬。
The same thing with wax and mud. When they receive sunshine, the wax will melt, but the mud will become harder.
同样的火炼淋到了，那个脆弱的蛋越煮越硬，那个刚硬的胡萝卜越煮越软。
So when the fire comes, eggs will become harder, and then carrots will become softer.
Sorry, 他今天在经历苦难。弟兄姊妹，你能发现了没有？一模一样的环境可以有不同的结果。
So you see, the same circumstances may produce different results.
所以不要白白受苦啊。
So please don't suffer in vain.
真的不要白白受苦啊。
Do not suffer in vain.
受苦已经够苦了，如果白白受苦，那真是冤枉。
It's already very painful to suffer, and yet if we suffer in vain, that is so worthless.
你们有没有去 Costco Safeway 买东西，买了一大堆东西以后，结果有一样忘了放在车上，回家才发现，哎，我明明付钱了，忘了拿了。哎，你点头了。
Have you had this experience that you would go to Safeway or Costco to shop, and after you get home, you realize that you forgot something on the shopping cart?
那有时候我们放在车上，你看那个放在底下的那个狗食啦，或是麦片忘了拿了，回到家，哎，不是买了吗？就忘了拿。
After you go home, you realize you forgot your dog food or something on the shopping cart.
对，可能家里面就是孩子们缺奶了，你跑去买了，买了那么多东西，结果钱也付了，代驾也跑了，跑了那么老远跑来，结果回到家里面发现没有带回家，你没有得到该得的结局。
So after you pay for all the groceries, you go home and you realize that you do not get everything that you pay for.
你白白花代价。
So you pay the cost in vain.
你白白付了钱。
You pay the price in vain.
你白白跑了一趟。
And you even went shopping, you wasted the trip.
这种损失都算少的。
So these loss are even small.
最大的损失就是在我经过这些环境，我却没有得到基督，我的生命却没有被改变。
But the biggest loss in our lives is that after we go through suffering, we do not obtain Christ and our lives was not changed.
弟兄姊妹要不甘心，真的要不甘心哈。
Let us not be willing to go through that.
然后你看四十九章二十五节到二十六节。
Genesis chapter 49.
当雅各在为十二个支派祝福的时候，
when Jacob was blessing the 12 tribes,
他讲到约瑟这个家，约瑟这个支派与弟兄迥别的这一位弟兄。
And then he mentioned Joseph and Joseph's household, which is separate from his brothers.
啊，我只是摘录一下，他说：全能者必将天上所有的福、地里所藏的福，以及生产乳养的福，都赐给你。你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福，如勇士的山岭，至极的边界。这些福必降在约瑟的头上，临到那与弟兄迥别之人的顶上。你发现了没有？这个弟兄他跟众人不一样。
You see that this brother is different from the others.
因为在他所有的遭遇里面，他跟神发生关系。
Because in all of his experiences, they are related to God.
所有的遭遇里面，他要得到主要给他的。
Through all circumstances, he has received what God wants to give him.
为了这样子，神要把天窗向他打开，把天上所有的福。
Therefore, God is going to open up the window of heaven and pour out heavenly blessings to him.
为了这样子的人，神要把地拉开来，地里所藏的福要赐给他。
And for such people, God is going to open up earth and then bring out the treasures hidden in the deep.
而且神给他的福要像勇士的山林，像至极的边界。我跟你说，我写都写不出这样子的话来啊。
I cannot even fully describe the blessings that God is going to give him.
那个福实在太好了。
So what a great blessing.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，地上为什么保罗说这是自战自亲的苦楚，要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
That is why Paul says for the sufferings that we are going through are momentary and light, but they will achieve for us great and eternal glory.
所以他能够蒙福，
The reason that he was blessed,
他能够成为祝福，
That he can become blessing.
第一个，在他的人生里面他有遭遇，
First of all, he had some experiences.
他有经历，
He has some experiences.
而在这些的遭遇和经历里面，神在其中，他也得到了神的结局。
So with these circumstances and experiences, God was in it, and he also received the end from God.
第二个在这里讲到他的顺服，使他可以为神掌权。
And also his obedience, caused him able to rule for God.
我们先看三节，我简单列的哈，一个是39章第四节到第六节。
First one is Genesis chapter 39.
当他被以斯玛利人 卖到埃及地去的时候
When he was sold by Ishmaelites to Egypt
他卖到护卫长的家里面波提法家里面他去当管家当仆人
So he became a servant in the household of Potiphar
我们在座的17岁的孩子们你被卖到这个 king 旁边的护卫长家里面当仆人你会怎么当
So let me ask you if you're around age 17 and you're being sold to a household of Potiphar The guards, royal guards.
从神的 promised land 被卖到埃及。
That you are being sold from God's promised land to Egypt.
从家里面父亲最爱的那个宝贝儿子变成当奴仆。
From being the most beloved son of his father to a servant.
然后被自己的哥哥 betray, 被自己的哥哥出卖。
He was betrayed and sold by his own brothers.
全部加起来那是心情最痛苦的时候。
So all these add up, he must be so painful.
然后我就算这个不做坏事，我也要当个不良少年。
So he was even if I don't commit any crimes, I will become a gangster.
我里面很多的 bitterness 的。
Because I have so much bitterness in my heart.
很多苦毒在我里面的。
I have so much bitterness in my heart.
很多的埋怨。
A lot of complaints.
但是你发现他被卖到人家家去的时候。
But then you see that after he was sold into the household of Potiphar.
他一点没有埋怨，他全力以赴把所有的事情做得最好。
He did not even complain, but he tried his best to do everything well.
在波提法家里面这么多人当仆人的
There are so many slaves in the household of Potiphar.
他马上就显出他的特殊，显出他的不同。
He soon showed everyone that he was different.
所以护卫长马上把家里面所有的事情都交给他管。
Therefore, Potiphar gave him all the affairs of the household to him.
管到最后，圣经上说，连除了自己所吃的饭，其他都不知道了。
So, he committed everything to Joseph except the bread he was eating.
你看我这个人已经没有空管很多事了，但是我还是知道很多我吃的饭以外的事。
Even though I'm very busy, I have so many things to take care of, but then I still know a lot of things other than the bread I'm about to eat.
波提法可以信任他，信任到一个地步，什么事都不知道，只知道自己吃的饭是什么而已。
But yet Potiphar trusted him so much that he entrusted to him everything except the food he was eating.
然后他的祖母陷害他，他被放到监狱里面去了。
And then Potiphar's wife wrongly accused him and he was in prison.
管监狱的把所有的犯人交给他，你说有这种事吗？
And yet the keeper of the prison committed all the prisoners to him.
他自己也是犯人。
He himself was also a prisoner.
他自己也是被关在监狱里的。
He was in prison.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。